Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to give away some fish and tackle today. Well, not today. At the end of the month, from High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman, to get in on that snakehead package. All you got to do is give us a call here at the station, 410-922-6680. Aaron, our producer, will and call screener, will take your call. Record your first and last name and your phone number, good phone number. Should you win, probably be Tackle Box Tim himself doing the magic number machine where we select somebody's name by random. You know, every name corresponds to a number. We put it in the random number generator, on the phone, which is pretty cool. A number pops up corresponding to your name. You win. So how about that? So the number there is, again, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. And we look forward to talking to you today and talking about any subject you would like to talk about. So, anyway, hey, Aaron, are you ready? Are you ready with some music? No, not that one. No, not that one. No, I was just going to have you put that Toby Keith song up we talked about. If you recall that one, maybe not. All right, don't worry about it. Morning, John B. I'll text you. Don't worry. Oh my goodness. So busy this week. We were doing some deliveries of Big Ass Fish magazine. Also working hard on the next issue, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Going along well. We had a interesting. I've been trying to connect with the fella for a couple weeks over here on the Eastern Shore, and he's a busy guy. He's got several businesses going, and he first replied to me a couple days ago. I haven't connected with him. We only communicate by text, so I'm here. Dogs woke me up or something. I can't remember, and it's 3:26 in the morning, and I hear the signal go off on the phone, and it's this fella. And we worked it out for his advertising between 3:30 and 4 o'clock this morning. So that's what I do. 24/7, it appears now. So I'm happy about it. You know, I'm glad to be able to get in touch with him when he's able to get in touch with me. So it was a funny situation, in my opinion. Never talked to anybody about advertising between 3:30 and 4 in the morning before, but it was very interesting conversation. So we're going to do a good job for them like we always do. Working on, like I said, the fall issue. A lot of good stuff coming up. We have a triple slam on Sika deer. How about that? We have a report on the bear lottery being open, and the bear lottery is open. If anybody would like to apply for their bear permit, 950 permits given away. They did not change the system. It was talked about to change the system to kind of promote Washington and Frederick counties. They did not separate the lottery systems. I guess it might have been a logistical nightmare to try and figure out how to do that. So it's a same old lottery, flat out 950 permits. $15 fee. You got to go through your Compass system and purchase your bear permit. If you are not hunting bear and want to just get the preference points, it's still going to cost you the $15, but you have the option to opt out and keep your preference points going, just like a Western hunt. You know, the more preference points you accumulate, the more chances you have of pulling a tag. So I think I have 4 preference points right now, which means it's been a while since I pulled a license. So there we are. What else is going on? Oh, the rockfish closure kicked in on the 16th. And then the temperatures went down, of course. You know, we were in the mid to high 90s for almost 2 weeks. Prior to the closure, we heard reports, multiple reports from all over about dead discards floating in the bay. You know, the water's just too hot to catch rockfish. I mean, if you're going to catch one and keep it, that's good. Catch your fish and get out of there. People continue to fish, you know, for the rest of the party. And what was happening was the oversized fish were being caught, over 24 inches. A person doesn't want to get caught breaking the law. You know, they're over the slot limit, so back the fish goes. Fish goes back in the water. It's not going to survive. Dead discard. You let it go, swims away. 100 yards later, pops up, dead or dying. And it was it's an awful situation. I wish they had a handle on it. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if our anglers out there have a solution for it, but it's a tough situation. So fish are pressured. The striped bass are pressured so much, and it's sad to see that happening. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922 if you'd like to comment. You can get your hunting license. I got my hunting license the other day. I know it's early, but they go on sale July 1. And I like to get it out of the way and take care of that. So I've got my senior consolidated license. If anybody's 65 and over, they get their hunting license for $5, which is the best deal in the world. You still pay full price for your stamps, so I load up on the stamps. I get a Sikadir stamp for $10. I get an archery stamp. I get a muzzleloader stamp. I get a bonus buck tag. I get an individual fur bearer's license just in case a coyote ever happens to show up. I'm able to take that, and that's pretty much it. I haven't waterfowl hunted in a couple years. Should I get an opportunity, I can always go back in and get my harvest permit, my Maryland stamp, and my federal waterfowl stamp. So, you know, but that opportunity is just going to have to come up, you know, during the season sometime. It's been a great week for being out working on the fall hunting quarterly. I've been at a lot of places and, you know, putting the final deliveries on Big Ass Fish and working the quarterly at the same time. We've been pretty successful, so it's going to be a nice issue coming up with the fall and winter issues. You know, the deer processors come back in, some of the guide services and so forth. So it's just a fun time. And, it gets you in the mood to go hunting, you know, when you start reading the stories. We have an article on bow hunting in September and how to get ready for that. We have an article from Jim Amrine, 40 years of hunting, 40 lessons he's learned, you know, about, you know, techniques and weapons and everything else. So that's a pretty cool article. We're going to run the article that we didn't run in Big Ass Fish about projectiles for invasive species. That'll be interesting. You'll see what that involves as far as, you know, your bow fishing and other things involved in that, and some of the restrictions that are, you know, people aren't aware of and that type of thing. So that was pretty cool. What else we got? I can't remember. Trying to think. Well, we did put the bear lottery information there, I mentioned. A lot of pictures. And if we still have time to get some pictures in, if you have pictures of your harvest from last year, you know, or even this year, you know, the January or the traditional muzzleloader bow season there, February 1, 2, and 3, you can certainly send those pictures in with details. Youth pictures require parental permission. We got quite a few youth pictures. We've got a story about a young man who has a devastating disease, and the National Wild Turkey Federation guys in Southern Maryland, the Southern Maryland chapter, have been facilitating his hunt for the last two 2 years, 23 and 24, and he's able to score a gobbler both of those years. So that story is in there, too. He's called the Critter Getter, which is pretty interesting. So I'm trying to think what else we've got. It's a pretty good lineup of articles. So Sikadir, whitetails, turkeys, I don't know. We'll know when we're done what we got. So talk to some of the guide services and so forth. And just doing what I do, having fun doing it. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Aaron, do you have any callers on the line just yet? Still waiting for number one, huh? Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to get in the contest, you can also text or email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. You have the opportunity to do that. We'll accept that for the fish and tackle contest. And let's see what else. Oh, it looks like Robin found a bug in our room last night. I'm looking that up. I'm trying to Google what I think that is. So we'll see. A lot of bugs out there this time of year. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Yep. She said she didn't like the pinchers. I thought it was an earwig, that's for sure. So, mercy. Saw some lightning bugs the other night. I know it's late, but I want to know how you're enduring the heat. I want to know what you do to endure the heat. Are you going out? Are you fishing? Are you scouting? Are you out in the woods? You putting your trail cameras up? You getting your feeders charged up in, anticipation of the deer season 2 months away? Or not quite that long now. It's a month and a half. So give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So let's see if I can answer Miss Robin. Earwig, yeah. Earwig, no danger. Just annoying. Now she can look it up online. Okay. Well, I guess what we'll do. Oh, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said, Jeff just left Spurry's Tire and talked to Brent. He said, I picked up 4 tires for my Corvette, and we're good to go. Okay, great. Well, I said, thanks for supporting our sponsors. So he came all the way from Chestertown, which I thought was pretty cool. So why don't we take our first break while we're waiting for our first call? You can call while we're on the break, and Aaron will be more than glad to field that call for you. So you know what? We're looking ahead. We're looking ahead a few months to the cooler weather. And, this year has gone so fast. Can't believe it's, July 4th is over already. We're staring Memorial Day in the face here shortly, a couple weeks. And have you thought about your heating system yet? Have you thought about, with the high price of fuel, fuel oil is unbelievable. Electric's way up there, like 30% up. Thank you. We know who was responsible for that. But I'm not going to mention his name, just like it wasn't mentioned at the convention the other night. So there's plenty of time to think about your supplemental or even maybe your primary heat system if you want. And where do you do that? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, we'll talk about the backyard stuff in a minute, but I want to tell you about the heating stuff that they have. They have a complete selection of fireplace inserts, electric, gas, pellet, and wood. They also have freestanding pellet and wood stoves, which, you connect to heat up a room or a series of rooms or your garage or basement or whatever that might be. Heat rises, so if you put something in your basement, and it's, a lot of people spend a lot of time in their basement. Live down there. It's a great, great way to heat your basement up with supplemental heat. Plus the fact that heat rises and it helps heat your upstairs as well. You put it in your main part of your house on the first floor, you get heat up into the second floor. So it's very efficient, very effective. So Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has, you know, a lot of different brands. Now, we purchased a, what's the one we purchased? Can't remember. Doesn't matter. I'll remember it in a minute. But I will tell you, they have the best service, the friendliest staff, and very, very good prices on everything they sell. So why not stop by? They're located right off of Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, you know, right off the end of Kent Island there towards Graysonville. The website is backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500. They'll be glad to talk you through. Regency and Enviro. That's where those were the two I thought about. Regency and Enviro. Enviro is the one we have. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Village. You'll be glad you did. So I also stopped at Clyde Sports Shop the other day, and we were securing the information on their advertising for the fall issue. We changed up a few Browning firearms. We have the the X-Bolt 2, the Hunter model, which is, I'm sorry, they don't have those in stock yet. The X-Bolt Hunter model, which is a nice woodstock firearm. And we looked at that. We looked at the Wicked Wing in vintage camo. The Wicked Wing is the little upscale from the A5. It's got the bronze Cerakote, burnt bronze finish on the barrel and the receiver. Really nice recoil operated shotgun. We took a look at the Maxis in Auric camo. That's their new Browning exclusive camo. The Maxis is, you know, gas operated autoloader, perfect for waterfowl. And that one, I'm telling you folks, that one comes to my shoulder particularly well. There's the BT99, and I know we have some trap shooters in the audience, and they have a BT-99 in their arsenal as well. It's a trap-specific single-shot shotgun, superior fit reliability with all steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. Beautiful firearm for a single shot, and you'll like it. And then we looked at the Satori's too. So why not stop by for a Clyde Sports Shop if you're looking for a fine firearm from Browning. They're great firearms, always been, great history, and they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 242-6108, 242-6108. They, like Backyard Billy's, are open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories
located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, weapons of mass destruction. 410, oh my gosh, look at that sucker. Holy moly. That's a big fish, man. 32 pounds, 52-inch muskie. How about that? 2 inches short of the record. He'll have it mounted. That's Ralph from Ellicott City sent me an email. What a picture. What a picture. Good grief. 52-inch muskie, man. You know, there used to be a little lake over where I used to live in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, Lake Somerset. Every year, at a certain time of the year, they'd get in there and catch some of these muskies over 50 inches. They were absolutely amazing. But, you know. All right. Congratulations to your grandnephew there, Ralph. Thanks for listening. Ralph was a listener that traveled the world. He messaged us from India a couple times. So the maybe we should name this the Worldwide Outdoorsman. I don't know. I don't know. Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you? No, Clay's not on the line. Who is it? Mike, right? Mark. Oh, my God. I can't remember. Chris in Rhode Island. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
How are you in Rhode Island this morning, man? Thanks for holding.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're doing excellent here in Rhode Island. It's great.
Good. Glad to hear it. You live there full time?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I live here down by Newport.
I got it. Now, how'd you find the Outdoors and Radio Show?
You know, I actually, I go to work early in the morning on Saturdays. Matter of fact, I'm just pulling in now, and
yeah.
I work out here at a golf course, and I came across your show one morning a couple of years ago, and
really?
That was it. I was hooked on it, so I listen to you now for, you know, until 7 o'clock on Saturdays
yeah.
every morning. It's great.
Just online. That's how you found it.
No. I found it through an app on the radio.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm
glad we're on an app.
Yep. So. WCBM app. So I was listening to that one day, and there was the show, so it was great. And, I was like,
how about that?
I love it. You do a great job. Great.
Well, thank you. Now, are you a hunter and angler up there in Rhode Island?
I'm an angler, for sure.
An angler.
Yes, we love striped bass fishing up here.
Striped bass, yeah, we love them here, too. They're our state fish, and, of course, this is the primary breeding ground for striped bass in the world. You knew that, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They make their way up here, and we're all about to catch and release on these fish up here. And it was July 3rd, actually. We were out, and a friend of mine, actually, we were fishing eels, and he got a bass that was 63 pounds.
63 pounds.
63 pounds, yeah.
Wow.
Fish
hey.
Up here now. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, you're welcome.
Yeah. He put it back in the water. She swam away, you know. So, but yeah, it was great.
Let's hope so.
63 inches, 2 pounds. Great.
That is a fantastic fish. 63 pounds. Good God. That's bumping up against our state record here. I don't know how much, what your state record is there, but. Yikes.
I'm not sure. But I think it's, I don't know if it's 74 or something. I'm not quite sure myself.
That's big.
It was a big fish.
No question. Wow. Tell your friend he's welcome. And
absolutely. I will. I'll pass that along. I tell him I listen to the show all the time. I say, hey, you gotta listen to this show on the Outdoors show. It's great. Outdoors Radio. It's great.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Well, shout out to your buddy, man. Thank you so much for the call.
Absolutely. Love your show. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Chris.
Tune in every weekend.
Just calling every now and then from Rhode Island. We'd love to hear from you.
I sure will. Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well.
How are you?
You're reach is expanding every week.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well as Rhode Island.
Yeah, I know. How about
that's
that?
Great.
Well, look, if you're listening from outside the Maryland area, give us a call. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let us know where you're listening from. Or text if you have the number. You can get the number on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. And, Aaron will be glad to take your call. If you'd like to go in the air, we'd love to have you. I know we have listeners in New England. I know we have listeners in Tennessee. I know we have your brother down in North Carolina. So, you know.
Well, I think, don't you have a listener either? Is it Australia or New Zealand that's called in?
New Zealand, yeah.
Doesn't get a whole lot further.
No, no, not quite.
Other side of the world.
Yeah. Alan, we're on an expedition down here in Antarctica. Listen to your show. How about that?
Yeah. Answer to your question about dealing with a heat bus device when it's really bad out, just stay inside. I find if I drink ice water right before I go out, that's good for maybe 10 minutes, but no more than that.
Yeah.
Cooling off from the inside out.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you can do. But the best thing is to stay hydrated. And you know what? I every morning when I get up, and I didn't do it this morning, and I should have. I normally drink a 16-ounce or half liter of bottled water. And for some reason, that just seems to help my day. And I think it's one of those hacks. You read on. The internet somewhere, but I started doing it, and you know what? It really does make a difference. Just a bottle of water, just drink it down, 16 ounces, before you do anything else. And then you wait. If you're going to have coffee, that's not the first thing you do. You need to be up a half hour, 45 minutes before you have your coffee.
Yeah.
And,
Well, the big thing is staying hydrated by drinking before you get thirsty.
Correct.
If you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Already dehydrated, yep. No question.
So, how's your new truck working out?
I like it. 27 miles to the gallon. It gets me everywhere I want to go. I got 4,400 miles on it already, believe it or not.
Goodness.
But it's, you know what's fun? You pull up the gas pump and you fill up for $45. You know, despite the price of gas right now, it's not 80 anymore.
That's
you know. Yeah, so I like that part of it. So anyway, hey, look at that. Wally in Lake Michigan is on hold. How about that, Mark? So yeah, I like the truck. I mean, it fits me well. I finally figured out the sound system and the Android Auto app. Finally got that working right. You know, I don't have to worry about what I want to listen to anymore. I can listen to my favorite channels on Sirius and WCBM, of course. But you know, I like it. I like it. So
that's great. How do you do that on Sirius?
You download the WCBM, actually on a station there? No, Sirius. I like to listen to the classic radio.
Oh, okay.
On 148 on Sirius, and I listen to Fox News a lot. It's the TV show, but it's simulcast on radio.
Yeah, that I listen to. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Fox Business. I like the 70s and 60s, and you know, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and all that stuff on classic radio too. So yeah, I like the detective stuff. Comedy stuff, the old Jack Benny and that kind of stuff. You know,
there's a lot there. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
The EPA rates a mileage according to, I think, the physical footprint of a truck.
Right.
So it encourages the manufacturers to make them bigger and bigger. And people say the problem with people with pickups and Americans, foreigners say, those Americans want those great big trucks. It's not true. We want what we need, and that's what the manufacturers are making. The smaller trucks, like the Ranger, Colorado, they are the size of a full-size truck from the 90s.
Right, exactly.
And most people really like them a lot. The only reason the others have become monster vehicles is because the irony is it's the EPA that pushed them into it.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. No, I like my truck. I mean, here's what I like about it, okay? I can get in and out of it without stepping up on a step to get in it. That's number one. Number two, I don't have to climb up on the bed to reach something. I can reach over the side and get it. Now, I've got the Maverick, okay? So the 27 miles per gallon is a real plus. I was getting 21 on the F-150, but, you know, I've just increased my mileage by a third, so I'm happy with that. It hauls everything I want it to haul. It's comfortable. The air conditioning's nice. I don't sit as high up on the highway. I do like the height advantage of a bigger truck, but, you know, it's perfectly tolerable to drive this truck and very relaxing. And if I wanted, I have a heated steering wheel and heated seats, which I have in the car. I didn't have in the F-150. Robin likes the heated seats in the winter, so you know, that'll be fun doing that.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad it's working out for you.
Yeah. The only thing is it still takes a key to start. It doesn't have the keyless thing like the other SUV does. And the automatic transmission is a dial button. It's not a gear shift on the column.
Yeah.
Take a minute to get used to that. Are you familiar with that?
I've seen them. I've never used one.
It's like a, you know, just like this little knob on your center console, and you know, you just dial it up. At least I know when I dial it all the way back counterclockwise, I'm in park. I did something yesterday I hadn't done yet, but I started it and thought it wasn't running. I tried to start it again, but it's so quiet, Mark. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. But I like it. So.
Good. Hope you
all right, buddy. Well, have a wonderful
a lot of
weekend.
Miles out of it and in good health.
Yeah, indeed.
So. Well, look, you and Robin have a real good week.
We will. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Back at you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. See you, Mark. Bye-bye. Wally in Lake Michigan. Good morning. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Hey, Alan. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, what state are you calling from? Are you actually in Lake Michigan?
So I'm in northern Michigan on a little lake called Walloon Lake.
Walloon Lake. And what does Walloon Lake contain, and I assume you fish it?
It is. Its claim to fame is it's a lake that Hemingway grew up on.
Really? Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Walloon Lake.
So I'm a Baltimore boy, born and raised in Baltimore, moved here 30 years ago, and I found you on the radio. I think it's over 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. We greatly appreciate your listening to the show. We
really love your show. Brings me back to Baltimore, listening to everybody call in. Love everything about it. I'm an old goose hunter from Chester. Used to go down to Chestertown from Baltimore and hunt geese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the first time I heard you, you were talking about goose hunting, and I couldn't believe that at 5:30 in the morning, I had some guy on the radio talking about goose hunting.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a shop there owned by Floyd Price called Bonnie's. I know you're familiar with that.
Oh, sure, sure.
In Kennedyville.
Wow.
You know, and Miss Kay Pavin was the owner, she was the manager. Floyd owned it. And I would say, go see Miss Kay at Bonnie's, and when the geese are flying in a V, they're headed to Bonnie's.
So, I love that.
Yeah, being an old goose hunter, it's the age-old question, geese, fly in a V. Why is one arm of the V longer than the other arm, do you know?
I don't.
There's more geese in that arm.
Oh, yeah. It's a little early for me.
That's all right. Well, think about it. So
I got you.
All right.
But love your show, Alan. And I just heard the fella from Rhode Island call in. I just wanted to come in and get you from northern Michigan, okay?
We haven't had we had one Maryland caller. No, we didn't. We haven't had a Maryland caller yet. We had Rhode Island, Delaware, and Michigan.
Well, you put out the call to call in if you were from out of state, so that's what I did.
I appreciate that. And Mark's brother from Delaware actually lives in North Carolina. He's a big muzzleloader hunter. He may call if I call him out. He just may call if he's listening. So.
Well, that's great.
Hey,
that's great. Love everything
you very much.
Out here. Love the show. Right. Keep it going. Best to Rob.
We're going to do it as long as I can. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Good morning.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye. How about that? There's the call. Call to action. If you're out of state, give me a text. Give me a call. Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be glad to talk to you about anything that you want to talk about. Right now, I got to talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Right here in Easton, Spurry's Tire Service. They've been around for over 30 years. They've taken... I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of tires they probably put on vehicles here for the locals and all around the shore. I mentioned earlier, maybe you didn't hear it, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't hear it. I have a friend from Chestertown, and he said, I just left Brent over there at Spurry's with four new tires on my Corvette. So if you got a Corvette or, a John Deere or a Mini Cooper or a... corn picker or a cultivator or sprayer or any of that farm equipment, maybe a dump truck. How about a boat trailer? How about a ATV, RTV, all the TVs? What about those? Spurry's has tires for all that stuff. And here's the cool thing. You can go in there if you decide you need tires, okay, or maybe you're cars run a little wobbly. They'll take care of that front end alignment too. But if you need tires, you walk in, you say, Brent, I need four tires. Can you give me a price? Gives you a nice price, very reasonable price. It says, if you got 15 minutes, I'll pull you in the shop. As soon as this guy gets out of Bay 3, I'll pull you in there and get your tires on. That's the way it works. No appointment needed for tires. It's really great. And if that old check engine light comes on, nobody likes when that happens. You look down and that thing's looking at you. Oh, man, what's wrong now? Take it to Spurry's. If it needs something, make an appointment for the service work. They'll check that check engine light. They'll put the diagnostic tools on there. They'll tell you what it was. They'll repair it, and you'll be good to go. 24-hour truck service. Much, much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by again. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and you'll be glad you did. Now, Backyard Billy's. Right up there, not far off, just on this side of Kent Island, a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture for that backyard get-together, that family reunion, that crab feast, whatever you're having there. Tables, chairs in all colors and styles, Adirondack chairs for your deck. There's 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. When you drive by Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll see that right from Route 50. I don't know, it might be his front yard. I looked the other day. There's pergolas. There's gazebos. There's enclosures to go over your deck. There's sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops. You name it, they've got it. And you know what? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches on the big stuff. Inside the showroom, we haven't even got there yet. Pellet grills by Traeger and ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. That's part of Backyard Billy's. Hearth America has any style of heat, like I talked about earlier this hour. The gas fireplace inserts, the wood, the pellet stoves, all of that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy. Huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, you know, for that back 40 bonfire that you might want to have, or maybe just right there in your yard. You want to cook a few s'mores and some hot dogs and marshmallows. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in this region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools.
Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around.
Hey,
around.
Let's come back and talk to somebody else. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? I don't think there is there? All right. Well, look, I know we got friends in Tennessee, a couple of them. I know we got friends in North Carolina. I know we got friends, more friends in New England, Maine. I know we got people in Maine. You know, I know we've gotten emails and calls from people all around the world, people that work for military contractors that travel abroad, that, you know, their home base is Baltimore and they like the show, and we like to hear from them as well. So it's all good. Hey, Aaron, got a question for you. Where do bad rainbows go? All right. Bad rainbows go to prism. I mean, it's a light sentence, but it gives them time to reflect. Prism. I can hear the laughter out there right now. I can also hear the groans. Through osmosis, I hear your reactions out there. Anyway, we'll wait to see who the caller is, and then we'll go right there and see if they're in-state. Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How are you in Baltimore today?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Mr. Allen. Praise the Lord for you.
That is great.
Mr. Allen, you sound good. I woke up and I said, what am I going to do? I said, oh, WCBM, Allen. I said, yeah, and I thought about you. Then I turned to your show.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yes,
that's great.
Sir, yes,
always nice. Always nice to hear from you. You always have such a cheerful attitude. We really like hearing from you because we like to hear, you know, people who are doing well in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Last time I talked with you,
that was just about right after Miss Robin's birthday. Mine was that Saturday in June.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Well, she continues her recovery process. She's got now her medicines where she needs to go. She is headed in the right direction. It's five steps forward, but still two steps back, so we just got to keep moving forward, but we're moving forward, so that's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, she's anxiously awaiting her recovery. She wants to get back in on the radio. She sends her love to all our listeners, and she feels the love coming back to her, the love and the prayers and the thoughts, and she feels all that, and that helps her as well.
I do miss it.
Oh, I know. I know. A lot of people do, and we hear from them. So. But, yeah, I can't wait to get her back on the air. So maybe she'll be back in time for hunting season so we can have a disagreement on the air. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I just heard you say earlier, you know, deer season will be about ready to come back.
September 6th.
September. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you, Alan. So
yep.
I did hear
of course, small dove and small game comes in on the 1st. So, you know, we're waiting for that. I might think about if it's not 95 degrees, I might do a dove hunt this year. I haven't done one of those in a long time. So,
with this weather, Mr. Allen, you never can tell.
Never can tell. I've got a side by side 410 that I came in possession of, and I'm very happy to try that for doves. You know.
Oh, okay.
Save my shoulder a little bit from the 12 gauge auto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Ronald. I appreciate that, buddy.
And the good Lord bless you, and thank you, sir.
Indeed.
Always a pleasure listening to you. I love the show. I really do.
Thanks, Ronald. Greatly appreciate it. You take care, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Ronald's good. Yep. Yep. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a youper. Yep. Oh, do you have second week of deer camp anywhere on the file there, Aaron? It's the second week of deer camp by a group called the Youpers. He's probably answering the phone. We'll talk. Yes, maybe in honor of our Upper Peninsula fellow there in Walloon Lake. Yeah. So we'll get that out and play that in honor of oh my goodness. All right. Well, there's Wally, Lake Michigan. All right. Well, there's the music, folks. I got to go see Miss Robin here in a minute, but first I got to say, get out, stay safe. Got to get the dog off my lap. Bye, Jinx. Don't chew the wires. Get out, stay safe. Give your family a hug. Call your mom. Make sure you love your partner, and we will be back in the next hour. Don't forget, say a little prayer. Love the Lord. We'll be back in a minute.